All right, now as you can see, this exercise is done seated, so find a firm, flat chair. When you are seated, your legs will need to be up at a slight angle from your hips. If your chair is too high from the floor, to achieve this angle, get something to put under your feet. Once seated, bend your torso over and let it rest on your lap. Your arms should hang at the sides of your legs, just like in the illustration. Let your neck relax and your head hang over. This position obviously accentuates your back and inhibits your chest. As you breathe, the air will go into your lungs in the back. The muscles of your back will automatically respond to move your ribs. This will develop some of the last aspects of strength for your ribcage expansion technique and will assist in any final differentiation between the strength of your ribcage expansion versus relaxation of your abdomen and the rest of your body. You will be breathing through your nose at this time, but let your mouth remain slightly open. This will help you to keep your throat muscles relaxed and to inhale as slowly as the exercise directs. And believe me, it's slow. Okay, are you ready? Get into the position.